I don't know much about Jess Klein. I know she hails from Michigan. I know she has come to Pittsburgh. And you and I are both going to get to know her more through music and conversation. Here she is, Jess Klein.
Breaking, and she'll have a little faith in me, and I'll be the time you're making in.
Jess Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you really want to know more about her, I just put a post up on Facebook with a link to her Facebook page. At least I hope I did. Jess Klein Music,
fancy.
Right? Yes.
That's
Is that
very
what I
fancy.
Did? Okay, I got the right person. So tell me about yourself. You're from Michigan.
I am from Michigan. Born and raised near Detroit, but I've lived near Ann Arbor in Ypsilanti, Michigan for the last 10 years.
And that's a university country, right?
There's a couple there. Yeah. I went to Eastern Michigan University, worked there for a while, loved every minute. And now I've lived in Pittsburgh for about 9 months.
What brought you here?
My partner is a doctor. And so we moved here. She got into residency. I followed along, and we're quite happy here.
I'm glad. What's, if anything, has surprised you about Pittsburgh? Because it sounds like you know, match day, I guess, happens for residents or
yes.
for doctors. So
March 15th, 2013. I will never forget that day.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've only recently learned about this, but I guess if you're, a certain year medical student, there's just nationwide match day, right?
Yes. And everyone in the country gets matched on this one day.
And do you get any, I know this is not your profession, but you're
That's
certainly
right.
close enough
yes.
to it. Do you get to put in choices?
Yes. They match you. You and they, you know, write their list down. You get your list. And then you, some algorithm in a computer says, this is where you're going.
Gosh, I thought there was some, like, elderly man or woman just with a bunch of 3x5 cards, you know, tenderly trying to, would you take Albuquerque and you have Honolulu? And,
maybe a long time ago, but it's pretty fancy.
Now, was Pittsburgh a choice?
Yes.
Good.
Pittsburgh was very, very high on the list for both of us for many reasons. So
I was about to ask you, you know, how you've liked Pittsburgh so far or if anything surprised you after moving here.
I love it here. The community has been wonderful, and I really found that through music. I didn't have a job for the first few months, so I was able to really go out in the community and make friends and play music, and that has just been incredible. I'm surprised that I love it so much, I guess. So, but we're very, very happy here.
I was just going to say, well, I'm surprised you love it so much, too. As a lifer, pretty much, I'm always really, really, really happy when
yes.
people have a great experience
yes.
as they take up Pittsburgh. And we're hearing, you know, more and more, you know, frankly, younger folks or people who don't have roots here coming mm-hmm. here and practically feeling instantly comfortable
yeah.
On arrival. Tell me about the song that you opened with. Is it very old? And
you know, most of it is. I probably started writing that, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I finished it here a few months ago. So it's just, Pittsburgh actually has been really great for my music. I feel like I haven't written in a long time, or at least consistently written in a long time. So it's been really great to have that. So, you know, but the way I was feeling 5 or 6 years ago is not the way I'm feeling now. So it's just, it's really interesting to kind of put, you know, that together with today. But that seems to be the way that a lot of my music is going these days, just kind of finishing up old stuff. So
that's good. I think it's, there's all sorts of different styles and methods, but I think it's good if there's some authentic expression, and also when you notice that things change
yes.
over time. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Sides.
Okay, so once again, and we'll talk some more too, this is Jess Klein.
Cover me, I'm going in. I'm not sure if I'll make it out alive. And I will try, and I will try. Build me up again. I've fallen, but I promise I'll never leave. I'll never leave your side. Picture me above the rest, light my way home, and don't forget to call. Lay me down again, and build these walls around, and say you'll never leave. Say you'll never leave my side. Mm-hmm.
look at me the best you can. And when you want to worry, know that I'm okay. And take me away, wrap me in your arms and promise me. Promise me we won't leave. We won't leave. We won't.
Jess Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. And does the name Jess DiDonato mean anything to you?
It sure does. It's Jess Wojcik, actually, now.
Well, she needs to change her Gmail address, or he, but I'm assuming it's she.
It's a lady.
Jess is in Farmington Hills, and just kidding about your Gmail address. You can keep it. And she says, shout out to Jay from Michigan. Glad to hear her get the recognition she deserves. And that's by way of instant input at our website. If you go to slbradio.org, you can...
That's awesome.
You can type in a little box and hit send, and it'll come to us. Or you can use your smartphone and your texting service and send a note to us at 412-200-5975. And that sounds like an old friend.
A very old friend. We go back a long time, but she's one of my best friends. And we've played together since we were about 13 years old. We were in our first band together.
It's great. Two Jesses.
I mean, it worked out well. But yeah, that's really awesome.
Well, I'm glad she listened. She's listening.
Yeah.
I really like your voice. Have you had any discipline, musical training at all, or singing?
Not singing, no. I taught myself how to play guitar when I was about 13, 14 years old, and I started off on the clarinet, you know, which doesn't really help now, but that's about it.
Was your family musical growing up?
Not in the slightest.
Huh, because
no.
You really have a natural voice for carrying these songs. I wanted to know more about the guitar that you have, too, and if you can describe it, because it's a little different than people might be. You might be thinking she's playing a typical, you know, Dreadnought Martin or something. What have you
That's
got here?
It's too pricey is what that is. No, this is an Ovation. I've had a few of these in my lifetime, but... this one, the cool thing about the Ovation for someone like me is, you know, I have smaller hands and smaller arms, so it's kind of like this smaller body. It fits nicely, and the back is plastic, a really nice plastic, so it doesn't, you know, get caught on you. It kind of slides around a bit. So
it must be lighter.
It's very light.
And it's also thinner.
Yes.
I mean, it's
this particular one, yes.
Yeah, this one, it's a little thicker than a typical electric guitar, but it's significantly thinner than most acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
But it's not by any means, I mean, it's tuned the same way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It sounds the same.
Yeah.
And it sounds great.
Thank you.
As you're playing it. Are you playing out much these days? Or?
You know, actually, I just started recording an album a couple weekends ago. So it's my first solo. I thought it was going to be an EP, but then I just kept going. So it turned out to be a full-length album, so I'm really pumped about that. And it's my first time in, like, a real studio, so this is really exciting for me. I do a lot of open mics around town. I love the community there. I love the people there. But in terms of playing out and shows, you know, that'll come with time. But I'm just working on getting this album done and...
Do you have a sense of when it might be ready? I never like to ask that.
I think I'm chugging away. I don't know if Michael Hickman is listening right now, who's recording the album. So I'm hoping by mid-March, late March, that we can do something.
That's great.
Yeah,
occasionally we've had people say, oh, you know, next month, and it's more like next year. You know, that happens a
lot. I'm pretty determined to just do it.
Well, that's
get it done.
That's great. Let's be sure we get some more music in.
Sure.
What would you like to play next?
This song's called Lost for Words.
Okay, this again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. No snow in the forecast, no significant snow. There's a 40 to 60% chance of light snow with no accumulation. High today around 27, low tonight 17. Actually, I'm doing this by memory, and I'm usually pretty good because I've given you the weather 11 times now today, but let's go back a minute. High today around 20, low tonight 17. Tomorrow's high is going to be around 27 degrees, and I never memorize the current temperatures because they change. It's 9 in Grove City, 9 in Clarion, 12 in Indiana, 14 in Washington, 10 in New Concord, Ohio, and we're up to 15 degrees in Pittsburgh. And here again is Jess Klein.
Once I'm at a loss for words, so she can't take them from me, although she never would. Sometimes when we lose, I never win. Sometimes we choose, and I'm all in. I found what I'm looking for, 'cause these faces all have names. And to think I couldn't love you more, well, she races through me, she races through us all. Shall set us free. Sometimes we lose. Not me. But I think I found what I'm looking for, 'cause these faces all have names. I'm at a loss for words. 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 Lost for words. I'm at a loss for words. Lost for words. I'm at a loss for words. Lost for words. I'm at a loss for words. Lost for words. I'm at a loss for words.
Another nice song from Jess Klein, and another nice note in from, let's see, the initials are VN. You've got good eyes here. Are you reading over my shoulder? You can. Oh, she's in bold bold print here.
Uh-oh.
Who is this? Do you know who this
he's
is?
He's a student.
Oh, it's he. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a student at Carnegie Mellon, where I work.
I have a good, actually, a retired Carnegie Mellon person with the same last name.
Ah.
And that's why it's Vivek?
Yes.
Vivek Nair. who writes, you can't read this part.
I can't read it. No, my eyes aren't that good.
Okay, definitely one of the better ways to start off the weekend. This is really good music, Jess. Great music to work to. Would love to hear more. And Vivek, thank you for writing. I'm glad he's tuned in.
That's awesome.
Today. Next week, Dan Kamen, yes, the mime, Dan Kamen, but he also talks, and he also is a Carnegie Mellon alum. But Dan Kamen, who is the world's foremost expert on the movement of Charlie Chaplin, and also is a fine actor and entertainer, he will be here at 11 o'clock, along with another internationally regarded pianist, both happen to be from Pittsburgh, Tom Roberts. And Tom will be playing some of his new scores for Chaplin music, as well as some other music. And Dan and Tom and I will be discussing that. That will be next week at 11. And looking ahead to March, Steve Pellegrino returns with an arrangement of the Saturday Light Brigade theme song that I haven't heard yet that he's going to play for us. And also some great songs and stories on accordion and piano and who knows what else. There's lots more in between, too, but Steve will be here on March 15th. I'm guessing we have time probably for two or three more songs.
I can do a couple for
you. But we'll... there's just more. So you're actively, you probably have all the songs on the recording picked at this point.
I've recorded them all.
Great. So you're just into the mixing stage, I guess.
Adding new stuff, deciding what I don't like. And
is anybody else playing with you? Or
not right now. In a couple months, I plan to bring Jess back to Pittsburgh with me and my buddy Caden. To record with me as a band, so I'm really excited about that. But for now, it's just the solo album.
So I don't know how to ask this. And do you think your solo album will sound as acoustic and sort of would sound pretty much like you're sounding now, except with some additional parts? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's I think it's pretty natural. The difference is I recorded, the music first and the voice second. And, when you take away your safety net in some way and you're just singing without a guitar in front of you or with you, it's a lot different. So that's been a change.
That's interesting. Nobody's ever said that before. So if you you would think maybe that it would be easier to lay down your vocal tracks without playing the guitar, but you're shaking your head.
For me, it's very opposite.
That's interesting because I would probably be less comfortable if I didn't have all of these controls and buttons and things around
sure.
me. Yet it would probably be assumed that, hey, what's not to like? You can really focus instead. But you sort of need, whether it be a safety net or a security blanket, you know, if you're a guitar.
Exactly.
As you're holding it. And I was asking you that question about the process, just right, wrong, or indifferent, sometimes for the better, sometimes for everybody's taste differs, but occasionally you'll hear great acoustic performances and albums that come out that don't sound anything like them.
Right.
Sometimes the variability is great. I think your songs really make sense in sparse isn't the right word, but just in a very direct performance is the way you're
Thank
doing
you.
Some. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you want to do next?
This is a song called Shelf Life.
Shelf Life. And if you're just joining us, this, or even if you're not just joining us, she's still Jess Klein.
Still, yes.
When you're lost, you can find me.
when you're scared, you can call. 'Cause I'm no one for leaving, and know that I'm scared too. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. When you're wrong, make it right. And when I'm gone, find a way. 'Cause I'm not one for change, and know that I'm wrong too. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la la la. Questions are worth all the lessons, and I hope that you learn something too. So take a little time and know that I'm on your side. I have a long shelf life, a long shelf life. When you're lost, you can find me. When you're scared, you can call. 'Cause I'm not one for leaving, and know that I'm scared too. I'm scared too. Singing la la la, la la la.
That's Jess Klein, and Jess DiDonato Wojcik, who now has changed her.
She changed her Gmail.
Did she really? I don't think she changed her Gmail, but her alias. Now I got to look. I know this is great, right? Yeah, she did. Thank
That's
you,
amazing.
Jess. I thank you for doing your bike kind of person. She must call you Klein.
Yep, she calls me Klein.
Calling you Jess.
I call her J Money.
Yeah. Writes Jess. What is Klein's favorite or most memorable music venue show she has played so far, other than this one? That I added that part. Now is she fishing for something that she?
That's
thinks,
what I'm trying to figure out here.
She uses the word most memorable. Music venue slash show.
So I have to say, there was this bar back in Ypsilanti, Michigan called TC's Speakeasy. It's no longer there. There's another place there now, but that's really where we took off. And it was just so much fun all the time, every show there. And I think that's the most memorable. And that was at a time that Jay and I were writing a lot. We were really close. We recorded our album, and I would say TC's Speakeasy, and shout out to Ypsilanti.
I keep looking to see if she's going to write back and say, "That's it. You're right."
I don't know. We've played a lot of shows together over the years, so but definitely anything at TC's.
So you should try to recruit some of your friends and get them to move to Pittsburgh.
I do all the time. All the time. Everybody needs to move to Pittsburgh.
I mean, I have some love for that area, too. That whole area also could use lots of help, right,
yeah,
in
absolutely.
Terms of population.
Absolutely.
But everybody come to Pittsburgh. It's yes. great here. It's nice. We have people like Jess Klein or Klein to some.
She said she wasn't fishing. I just got a text message.
Okay, she wasn't fishing.
Not,
wow.
No.
All the technology around here
is
astounding.
So she's not talking to me, I guess.
Come on, Jay.
This is weird to talk to right. I'm purposeless all of a sudden. I'm just here. Gosh, I'll go stand by the drapes. I hope you'll get a chance to hear Jess Klein. Are you playing like any of the open houses soon or open mics soon, do you think? Or?
I'm a big fan of Eclipse Lounge in Lawrenceville every Wednesday night. Starts at 8 p.m. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great community there. Tuesday nights, I'm a fan of Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. Great pierogies, the best in town. I'll play wherever you want me to play. Come find me, and we'll hang out and do it.
Great. Well, look for her on Facebook, Jess Klein Music. And what do you want to end up with?
I am going to end with a song called Mistletoe in July.
You're a great songwriter, by the way.
Thank
I've really
you.
Been
thank you.
I like them all, but I like the last song a lot.
Thank you very much. That song and this song were the last two I wrote before I left Michigan, and this one in particular this is all about Ypsilanti and my time there the last 10 years. So here's to 2006. Here we go.
It's like I already left. This place has always been a hot mess. If you've never been, then you'll never understand it. Forgive me while I weep. While I'm drunk in the middle of Cross Street. The lights were blinding, but we got enough to eat. Like I'm already gone. We counted stars on my front lawn under the famous purple balcony. So excuse me as my hips move faster than my lips. Let's take this into dark and close my door. My heart is never empty. My head will still remain. There's no deceiving now. 'Cause I'm leaving. It's like I've been replaced. I went from 3 to 4 to this 9 to 5 pace. And I'm looking at the world from somewhere in between. Parting the cloud around my eyes. I quit, I'm a quitter, such a wonderful surprise. And this feels just like mistletoe in July. In July now. My heart is never empty. My head will still remain. There's no deceiving now. 'Cause I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Thanks, Jess Klein.
Thank you.
And hope to hear you again soon, have
yes,
you back
you.
Soon. And thank you for being part of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.